Hello, this is Richard Rogers, and this is a Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. I want to thank you for being a part of this meditation each week. I just am so touched by the literally hundreds and hundreds of people that this meditation goes out to every week and who listen to it, and it's part of their life. It's a part of their spiritual life. So thank you very much for your support of the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, would you like to increase the flow in your life? Would you like to experience the flow of God's divine good into every area of your life? Well, that's where we're going. So take a deep breath. And I want you to open your mind, your heart, your soul to the flow of God in you. To increase the flow of God through your life, through you, through this moment, through your thoughts and feelings, through your actions, through your words. That we live in the infinite goodness of God. We are an expression of the infinite goodness of God. We are the infinite goodness of God. Today I want you to relax. Take a deep breath. And if you've ever been on an inner tube floating down a creek or a river or in a canoe or a raft, I want you to recall what it felt like just to be in the flow. Where there was nothing you needed to do, you just needed to stay in the flow. To allow the water to take you down the path. To let the sun and the water, the day just evolve. That there was nothing to fear, there was nothing to worry about. There's just the flow. And the flow is constant day and night. Today we're going to open to the flow. We're going to increase the flow of good into every aspect of your life. That there is a divine flow that is moving through you, moving through your life. And I want you just to feel it. I want you to breathe into it. That you are the point of the infinite, where the infinite spirit of God is expressing through you as flow. We don't need to block it, we don't need to stop it, in fact we can't. We can just get right with it, we can just surrender to it. We can just allow the flow to move through us in greater and greater ways. So lean back. Take a deep breath and let the activity of God, let the flow of life take you. We're going to start with our bodies. And I want you to feel the flow of God moving through every cell and organ of your body, through every system of your body. That the flow of God is healing, blessing, transforming every cell of your body. The divine flow enters from the top of your head and moves throughout your entire body, healing, blessing, transforming. That every muscle, every organ, every cell, every tissue of your body is being transformed through the flow of God. That you are whole and well, that you are fully alive, that every bit of you, every aspect of your body is completely whole, completely well, completely alive. And then we open our heart. That sometimes in life our heart gets bumped, we get hurt, feelings, we get disappointed, we get frustrated. And we're going to open our heart to the flow of God. To allow our heart to heal completely. I don't want you to carry the wounds of yesterday with you one more day, one more moment. Open your heart to the flow of love. Open your heart to the flow of God's good. Let your heart heal. Let all all the disappointments and all the frustrations be washed away. Let all the heartbreak be restored. Wherever you have grieved, wherever you have known pain, we invite the flow of God right there. Right there. Your heart is healing completely. Your heart is being made new. And then we invite the flow into our mind. That our mind is in the flow of the divine. That our mind is quiet and at peace. That we release all anxiety and fear. That the flow heals us of all stress. We just allow the flow to move through our mind, healing, blessing, and restoring us. That your mind is open to new ideas, new possibilities. That your mind is open to a higher level of guidance. That you know what to do and how to do it. That you are completely mentally relaxed. That your mind is quiet, deeply, profoundly quiet. Feel the flow move through your mind, through your heart, through your body. You are an expression of the flow of God. We feel that flow not only moving through our mind, our heart, and our body, but we feel it moving through our work and our finances, our relationships with others. We feel this flow moving through our community. If there's a special project or a prayer project that you're working on, we just feel the flow moving through that area as well, healing, blessing, transforming. Filling every situation with absolute good. Feel the flow move through you. Feel the flow move through every aspect of your life. Take a moment now in the silence to just allow the flow to do its holy work through you. Not only is the flow flowing through you, but it's flowing through every man, woman, and child. That we see our whole world in the flow of God's good. That every need, every situation is being transformed through the activity of God, through this flow. Everything is being lifted higher. That we are creating a more peaceful world experience. That the flow is at work in every area of our life. We bless family and friends. We bless every man, woman, and child on the planet, seeing all people in the flow of God's good. So today we just give thanks. We rejoice. we acknowledge the truth that there is only one presence and one power at work in the universe and in my life. God, the good that is flowing through me now. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, my friend. I see that the infinite flowing through you in greater and greater ways. I see you calm and serene, at peace, allowing the goodness of God to transform your life right before your eyes. God bless you, friend, and I look forward to being with you next week.